Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this wonderful Lord's Day. Psalms 111 reads like this. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Let us pray. Our most holy Lord, we come together on this Lord's Day to praise and to worship you. Lord, we thank you for thy comforting spirit, thy wisdom, and thy strength, for you have truly blessed us this week. We pray, Lord, for a healing hand upon Brother Omer. We pray, Lord, for a healing hand upon this nation. We pray, Lord, that the words of this encouragement, your holy words, Lord, and these songs be an encouragement to your people, that it bless them and lift them up. We pray, Lord, that you strengthen them all and grant them the courage to serve thee and to do thy will. Help us, Lord, to grow in Christ and in faith. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. It was too loud.
Sweet accord, but when my soul Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. O wanderer, come home, you're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, and come as you are. There's hope for the helpless and for all those who stray. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. O wanderer, come home, you're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are, fall in his arms, come as you are. There's joy in the morning, O sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are so lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. Come as you are. Come as you are.
Forsaken by his brothers, it didn't fit the scene. Being made a slave was not what Joseph dreamed. The coat of many colors was stained with blood and lies. But from this divine appointment, a ruler would arise. When God has another plan, walk on and just say yes. When God has another plan, be assured that he knows best. When all your dreams are shattered, rest in His sufficient grace. We don't have to understand when God has another plan. Determined to clean the nations, or so that's what He thought. Until one day He was visited by an unforgetful boss. Saul then became Paul and was shown the truth of God. It changed his path completely and helped restore the lost. When God has another plan, walk on and just say yes. When God has another plan, be assured that He knows best. When all your dreams are shattered, rest in His sufficient grace. We don't have to understand when God has another plan. Alone and brokenhearted, questions fill your mind. Changes can be hard, but they come by God's design. But if you could see tomorrow with a view from heaven's throne, every unexpected struggle has led you closer home. When God has another plan, walk on and just say yes. When God has another plan, be assured that He knows best. When all your dreams are shattered, rest in His sufficient grace. We don't have to understand. We don't have to understand. When God has another plan. When God has another plan.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
If tomorrow all the things were come, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom.
Let's remember to keep Omer Lee in our prayers. Pray for strength and healing for him and the Lee family. Pray for a miracle. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we'll do all that we can as the good Lord allows. As this Memorial Day weekend, I would like to take a moment and have a moment of silence for all those who gave their life for this great country. So many gave their lives that we might live in peace and worship freely without persecution. Please join me. Thank you. Today's reading begins in Joshua. I don't like to call the events of our Holy Bible stories, so instead, I'll refer to them as truths instead, because that's what I believe they are. Let us read the truth of Joshua chapter 6 and much more. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man and straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on, and compass the city. And let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets. And the reward came after the ark. Priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning. And the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into camp. They did 6 days. And it came to pass that on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass that at the 7th time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are in, that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall become into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted with the priest, blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass that when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox, and sheep, and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the 2 men that had spied out the country, Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman, and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all of her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein. Only the silver, and the gold, and the vessels of brass and iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel, even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth the city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Psalms 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, and the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook of the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. Say thou not, What is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou didst not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. God also hath set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. Matthew chapter 18, verses 11 through 20. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear it, hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, that whatsoever ye shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching in anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Revelations chapter 22, verses 6 through 7. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. I wholeheartedly believe every word of the Scripture to be true. I wholeheartedly believe in Jesus Christ, and that he suffered, died, and rose again that third day. I also believe that Jesus is on the right hand of God, interceding for his children. Let us pray for one another, as James says to do in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we have so much to be thankful for today, for every day. We are grateful for the ability to do this type of service for you. We pray, Lord, that it is pleasing to your ears and to your sight, and that you use it to spread your love and your glory throughout this community. We thank you, Lord, for the great truths in your Bible about Joshua and the great miracle you did with the walls of Jericho. It is truly amazing to think about, and it's hard to imagine. But you are all powerful. With your power, you know no limits. You have the power to raise the dead like you did with Jesus after he suffered on the cross. You have the power to heal, for which we ask for our brothers and sisters, and especially for our brother Omer. We pray, Lord, that you please be with all those remembering who have died for our freedom this weekend. Would you please protect them from this virus? Please use these events to help them acknowledge that you are the Almighty God, and you are the one who has established this freedom for us. We praise you for this great country and for all those who have sacrificed for this great privilege. We pray, Lord, for your forgiveness, and to please continue to guide us every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of